Good morning. Good to see you here this morning. This is the second Sunday of the month. We have a combined service. If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand and an usher can give you a bulletin. And those are staying in the back, please come forward and have a seat.
如果你没有拿到节目单的话，请举手，招待的弟兄会给你一张。
We are this year. Our theme is that Christ is the head of this house.
我们今年的主题是基督是我家之主。
And in our personal lives, and in our families, and in our church, we want to have a victorious overcomers.
在我们每个人的家中，在我们的教会中，我们都希望我们都做一个得胜者。
And today is part three of our series on overcoming in the spiritual warfare.
今天讲的是第三个系列，就讲到了属灵征战中做一个得胜者。
And so today we see Ephesians 6:14 that we are to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
所以今天的主题是在以弗所书第六章第十三节，我们要用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
I don't know if you know what today is. Today, of course, November the 11th.
你知不知道今天是个什么日子？今天是11月11号。
It's called Veterans Day.
就是退伍军人纪念日。
So, you might ask, well, what is Veterans Day?
你可会想这个节日是怎么来的呢？
It's an official U.S. holiday. It's observed annually, November the 11th, to honor all the military veterans, persons who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
这是美国法定假日，是每年的11月11号，纪念所有的退伍军人。
It also marks the anniversary of the end of World War I.
这也是第一次世界大战结束的那一天。
On the 11th hour of the 11th month, the 11th day, is the end of World War I.
所以2018年11月11号11点，第一次世界大战结束了。
1918The armistice with Germany went into effect and exactly 100 years ago today.
今年是第100周年纪念日，所以1918年11月11号11点，第一次世界大战因德国签署停战协议而结束。
Here in Kansas City, we have the World War I Museum.
我们在堪城有一个纪念一战的纪念碑。
And I don't know if you know this, but during this weekend, to celebrate the 100th anniversary at night,If you go to that museum, it's all, colored in the colors of the peonies, the flowers.
所以你如果有机会去看，去到那个纪念馆去的话，你就发现那里都被装饰整齐了。因为今天是第100周年纪念。
Likewise, we're to consider this question. Who are the soldiers of Christ?
那我们今天就想，到底耶稣的精兵是谁呢？
We're told here in 2 Timothy, Paul tells us that like good soldier, that we are like a good soldier of Christ, that we are Christians, we are also Christ's soldiers.
在提摩太后书里面讲到保罗讲到我们是耶稣，我们是基督徒，也是耶稣的精兵。
We are in a spiritual warfare.
我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
And so as we think about this spiritual warfare,We're looking at the strategies, how we can be victorious in the spiritual warfare.
在我们在一个属灵的战争里面，我们想象我们打仗的策略，我们如何打胜这个仗。
And let's look to the Lord in prayer as we look at these strategies.
在我们来看这个策略之前，我们先到主面前来祷告。
Father, we thank you today is Veterans Day. We thank you for those who have served in the armed forces, have given their lives in service.To the country and for our freedom.
主，我们在这个退伍军人纪念日的日子里面，我们特别感谢你，特别是为了那些在军队中当兵的为国家为人民献身的那些战士们，我们献上感谢。
Lord, we also ask you to remind us that we are soldiers of Christ and that we're in a spiritual warfare.
主，我们也知道我们是为基督当兵的，我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
Show us how we can be victorious.
求主帮助我们看见如何能够得胜。
We pray that your spirit would fill your servant, give the words that you would have to be said.
愿你的灵充满你的仆人，让你的话充满的能力。
Pray that you would also open our ears, our eyes, our hearts to you.
也让保守我们在座听的弟兄姊妹朋友们能够打开他们的心门，能够听进主的话。
Lord, we also remember those among us who are weak and infirmities. We pray you would strengthen them in their sickness and bring them back to us.
主，我们为我们中间身体软弱的弟兄姊妹朋友们祷告，愿主刚强他们。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
So we need that God gives us 8 strategies how to be victorious.
神给了我们八在打仗策略中的八点，让我们来得胜。
The first strategy we've looked at already for overcoming, strategy number one, is we overcome weakness with strength. Our weakness with God's strength.
所以第一点，想要打仗打胜仗的话，我们要用我们的能力来胜过我们的软弱。
So it tells us in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
所以在以弗所书第六章十节就说，我们要靠着耶稣基督刚强。
Many times we don't feel we have the strength. We need to remind ourselves of this, that God is our strength.
很多时候我们没有这个能力，如何刚强呢？但我们常常想到神有这个能力，而不是我们有这个能力。
So in our first message, we looked at that strategy number one, and then last time we looked at strategy number two for overcoming falsehood with truth.
第二点，得胜的秘诀是，用真理胜过虚假。
And Ephesians 6 tells us this: stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
以弗所书这里说到，我们要用真理当作腰带束腰。
We're surrounded by so much fake news and falsehood, and we have to be able to discern what is true.
我们在活在一个充满假新闻的时代中，我们要用真理来明辨是非。
So this belt of truth is very important.
所以这个真理的腰带是非常重要的。
And it's the first of the armor that we see here mentioned, the belt of truth.Of absolute truth.
所以这里讲到这个真理当作腰带束腰。
Today we're looking at strategy number three for overcoming.
那得胜的第三个秘诀是什么呢？
And Ephesians 6:14 tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这第三点讲到用公义做护心镜遮胸。
So our key idea today, as we consider this today, is this.Overcoming evil with good.
所以我们讲到今天要讲的是用良善胜过邪恶。
As we overcome evil with good, I thought it was interesting. Today I visited the Sunday school classes, and the one class was talking about evil and good.
今天在主日学的时候也讲到这个良善和邪恶的。
The other Sunday school class was talking about the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit.
另一方面，我们讲到这个圣灵结的果子和肉体结的果子。
I think it's important that we come to these Sunday school classes, we study together and see how it goes together with the message.
所以希望大家能够常来上主日学，因为主日学要讲的跟我们主日的信息是有相关的。
So first of all, we ask this question as we consider this: what is righteousness?
首先讲一个概念，到底什么是公义？
Living right, we might have the idea of a right standing before God.
我们讲到公义的时候，可能想到说，在神面前，站得正直。
Here's a definition we might find a dictionary tells us here that righteousness is acting in accord with the divine law, God's word, and being free from guilt or sin.And being morally right or justifiable as in the righteous decision.
所以公义的定义是公义的行为要符合神的律法，没有内疚或罪恶，在道德上是正确的或正当的，正如做出公义的决定一样。
It is taking the righteousness of Christ, His moral perfection, His sinless life of obedience to the Father.
这个就是讲到耶稣的公义，他的对神完全的顺服。
And living righteously that we may be able to overcome the evil that is within us and the evil that is around us.
靠着他的公义，我们能够胜过心中的邪恶和周围的邪恶。
So what is a breastplate of righteousness?
那什么叫做公义的护心镜呢？
This breastplate was commonly worn by the Roman soldiers, a piece of armor made of hardened, reinforced leather.
罗马士兵他们的护心镜呢，是有一块硬化的加固皮革制成的盔甲。
And then for an officer in the military, it would have a covered with a metal plating for extra protection. And of course, the breastplate was to protect, to cover the heart, the vital organs, especially the heart.
这个盔甲如果是军官的话呢，是他们还镀了一层金属来加重保护。那这个盔甲呢，主要是用来保护士兵的重要器官，比如说心脏。
So righteousness protects our heart, our spiritual relationship with God.
所以公义就是用来保护我们的心脏的。
Now, to have this righteousness, we need to consider this righteousness, what it means and what it is. First of all, we overcome evil that's inside. How do we overcome the evil within us?
我们首先想想什么样子来胜过我们心里面的邪恶。
A Russian writer by the name of Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote these words, The battle line between good and evil runs through the heart of every man.
有一个俄国的作家他就写了他说过一句话，他说每一个人的心中，每一个人的心中都有良善和邪恶，他们两个常常打仗。
Jesus also told us this in Mark chapter 7, for it is from within, out of the person's heart, that evil, we read these words, that evil comes, out of the heart, evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly.All this evil comes from inside and defiles a person.
耶稣也在马可福音第七章二十一到二十三节里面说，因为从里面，就是从人心里面发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
If I had a cup of coffee here. I forgot to bring my cup, but if I have a cup of coffee here, hot tea or hot chocolate.
如果拿一杯热咖啡在手上的话
and this cup of coffee or tea or hot chocolate, and if accidentally spill some of that, what's inside is what comes out.
如果不小心弄洒了一点出来，那洒出来的东西是从里面出来的。
So you know, what comes out of our mouth is what's inside of our heart.
是我们嘴上说的东西是跟我们心里想的是一样的。
So you may say, sometimes the words come out of your mouth, where did that come from?
有时候你嘴巴里说出一句话，你都很惊讶，你为什么会说出这种话。
And you hear someone else say some words, you wonder, where did that come from?
有时候听到别人嘴里说的话，你想他怎么会说出这样的话。
Spills out of the heart.
他心里就是这样想的。
So we see here how the evil is inside of our heart.
所以你看到每个人的心中充满了邪恶。
And this evil is in every heart.
每一个人的心中都充满了邪恶。
And Moses says this in Genesis, describing in Genesis chapter 6, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thought of the human heart was only evil all the time.
在创世纪第六章耶和华看地上人所行的尽都是恶，终日所思想的也都是恶。
So in the days of Noah, before the flood, this is what mankind was like. Every thought was evil.
所以在挪亚的时代，当时是在每个人每天想的尽都是恶。
It reminds us the last days that we're living in. These days where the thoughts of mankind are evil continually.
所以我们这个时代跟那个时代很像，我们现在时代大家想的也都是恶。
We read the newspaper and we shake our heads and wonder why, how could this be this way? And it's just like it was in the days of Noah.
你每天看新闻你就觉得世上发生了那么多不可思议的坏事，你就想怎么会是这样。
And Romans chapter 3, Paul says this, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
保罗在罗马书第三章说到，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And this describes all of our hearts. You know, in Isaiah, we read these words, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy, dirty rags.
在以赛亚书说到，没有义人，地上的人所行的自以为义的事，在神面前都是一件破烂的衣服。
Even when we try to do right, we try to do good, we see that that in the eyes of God is filthy, dirty rags.
所以我们觉得自以为义的事情，在神眼中都是一件破烂的衣服。
I don't know about you, I wash my car.
我常常洗车子。
And I wash the car and I think, wow, that looks so clean. And then I grab a rag and I'm going to buff it up. I'm going to wipe it clean, dry. I take that rag and start wiping that car.
我洗完车子以后，那车子亮闪闪的，我就拿一件旧衣服拿来把水再擦干净。
And the car looks so clean, but I take that rag and I start wiping it, and whoa, look at that rag, it's so dirty.
所以我那个衣服，我用弄块布来擦完以后，发现那个布上很脏。
And that's what we think we're doing good, or we think we have righteousness acts, but before God, it's like a dirty rag.
所以我们的义在神面前就是一件破旧的衣服。
The number three, and this is Christ has overcome evil.
所以第三点我们看见基督胜过邪恶。
The bad news is this, that we all have evil inside of us.
所以这个不好的新闻就是我们每个人心中都有邪恶。
The good news is that Christ, in His goodness and mercy, overcame that evil for us by dying on the cross and then offering us His righteousness as a free gift that can only be received by faith.
好消息是基督因着他的良善和怜悯死在十字架上为我们胜过了罪然后赐给我们他的义。
Colossians 2:15, we read these words here. And having disarmed the powers and the authorities, this is what Christ did on the cross, He disarmed them. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
在哥罗西第二章十五节说，他基督即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
2 Corinthians 5:21, God made Him, Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以在哥林多后书第五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So we look at the cross, this is our, we see the victory that we have over evil in the cross.
所以我们看到我们靠着十字架胜过这个邪恶。
As we look at the cross, we see, first of all, that the sin, all of our sin, is put upon Christ as He died for us on the cross.
所以我们的罪在基督的身上，然后基督在十字架上。
But as our sin is put upon Him, we see that Christ in His righteousness is what He gives to us, His righteousness.
我们的罪在他的身上，然后他的义在我们身上。
So, our sin put upon Christ on the cross, but He who is righteous, we become righteous through Him.
我们因为他的义在我们身上，所以我们原来那些不义的人，因着他，我们成为义的人。
So when we confess our sin to Him, we receive His righteousness by faith. We are justified. This is the key word, 因信称义。
所以我们向着基督承认我们的罪，我们的罪就到了他身上，然后他的义就到了我们身上。我们因着他的义在我们身上，可以向着神称义，所以这叫因信称义。
So then, the guilt that we have because of our sin, we have to admit that we are guilty. We have that guilt of our sin.
我们本来因着罪是有这个因着罪是有这个罪恶感的。
And so this guilt, we come to the cross, we confess our sin, the guilt we lay upon the cross. And then He gives us His forgiveness.
当我们信了以后，基督赦免了我们的罪。
And so we bring to the cross our sin and our guilt. And we receive by faith in Christ, we receive righteousness and forgiveness.
所以当我们向基督承认我们的罪行和我们的罪性的时候，我们就得到他赦免，得到他的公义。
You know, this past week we had our first snow of the year. This fall we had our first snow this past week, and I such beautiful the first snow. The ground is dirty, full of leaves and all kinds, and that snow just kind of covers that ground. It looks so beautiful, so clean.
过去这个礼拜下雪了。
And so we're reminded how that our sin, covered by the blood of Christ, we are made righteous, pure and clean.
所以当下雪了，白雪覆盖大地的时候，你看见白茫茫的一片，看不到雪下面的东西。当我们的罪被基督赦免了，他的血就好像这个，他的鲜血好像这个下雪的雪遮盖我们的罪一样，你就看不见下面我们的罪恶，看见的就是基督的血。
So when Jesus died on the cross,He took our identity as a sinner. He had no sin.
当基督在十字架上死的时候，他代替了我们这个罪人的身份。
And when we believe in Him, we take on His identity as a righteous, the righteousness of God.
当我们相信他的时候，我们也取代了他的身，我们也得到了他的身份，就是那个公义的人。
Christ took our sin upon Himself. He became sin for us.
耶稣替我们成为罪，死在十字架上。
And when we put our trust in Jesus, we not only forgives our sins, but He gives us His righteousness.
当我们信靠他的时候，不仅我们的罪得赦免，我们在神面前也成为一个义人。
So the moment that we receive His righteousness, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we repent of our sin and ask for forgiveness.
当我们说我们要信耶稣的时候，我们就承认自己的罪。
It's just like Abraham. Abraham believed the Lord.And God credited it to him as righteousness.
这就像圣经所说，亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此算为他的义。
So we overcome evil within us through the righteousness of Christ.
所以我们靠着耶稣的义，能胜过我们心中的邪恶。
But then, how do we overcome the evil outside around us?
那我们周围的邪恶怎么办呢？我们如何胜过呢？
I'd like you to look with me at Romans chapter 12 here. Paul gives us six things to help us overcome the evil around us.
保罗给我们列出六点，让我们能够胜过周围的邪恶。
Follow along as I read this verse, these verses.
我们一起来看。
Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible,As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head.Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书十二章十七到二十一节说：不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。 所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在他的头上，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So first of all, very important we remember this first point here, is leave vengeance to God.
所以让神，第一点就是让神来伸冤，不要自己伸冤。
In the Old Testament, we read these words here, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
在旧约利未记里面说，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己，我是耶和华。
Even Christ upon this earth gave us example of this. In 1 Peter 2:23, we read these words, when they hurled their insults at Christ, at Him, He did not retaliate. And when He suffered, He made no threats. Instead, He entrusted Himself to Him, to God, who judges justly.
基督也是这样，在彼得前书第二章说，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Oftentimes we get the idea here of to get even. We think of this idea of getting even.
我们常常会想说，我要报复。
And the scales we think are out of balance. We want to get even with someone for what they did.
我们心中的感天平好像倾斜了，那我要报复，让它平衡。
We want to, the scales are perfectly balanced.
我要我不欠谁，谁也不欠我。
But remember, God is the judge. God is the one who balances all the scales.
但你要知道，神是那个真正伸冤者，神的天平才是完全平衡的。
It's not your job, it's not my job to balance the scales. That is God's, He is the judge.
要把那个天平平衡，不是你的工作，也不是我的工作，那是神的工作。
So don't take that out of God's hands. Oh, I'm going to try to get even. I want to try to make this right by getting even. Let God, leave it in God's hands.
所以不要想着为神出头，那个这个是神的事情。
Number two, we need to learn to plan ahead. Romans 12, verse 17, having regard for good things in the sight of all men.
第二，我们要学会提前做计划。
Now this word regard here means to plan ahead.
这里说到众人以为美的事，要留心去做。留心去做意思是你要好好的计划。
Make plans to do what is right. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. 1 Thessalonians 5:15.
所以贴前第五章十五节这里说，你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
So what we can learn from this is we are to be proactive, plan ahead. I'm going to do right, not to be reactive, just react to what happens.
所以我们这里给我们个教训，就是我们要积极主动的来计划做好事，而不是当不好的事发生的时候，我们只是本能的反应。
So be proactive, not reactive.
所以要积极主动去做好事，而不是被动的反应坏事。
Then number three, we're told here to lean into the next right thing. What should I do? Do what's right, no matter what. Do what's right.
所以下一点就是要做正确的事情。
So we cannot ignore, accept, or be passive in the face of evil.
所以面对邪恶，我们不能够忽视、接受或者被动。
But we take a stand for what is right. We trust God.
我们要站稳，要做对的事。
And then number four, we're to live peaceably with all men.
所以下一点，要与所有的人和平相处。
Jesus said in Matthew 5, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God.
马太福音说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And then in Hebrews 12, Make every effort to live in peace with everyone, And to be holy, without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
希伯来书十二章说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
So, in this, we learn the important lesson of peacemakers. And peacemakers are those who resolve and restore.
所以这里我们看到这个使人和睦的是何等的重要。使人和睦的人就是帮人恢复一个解决一个问题，恢复一个关系。
So God has not called us to get even. I want to get even with that person. I want to revenge. But God has called us to be peacemakers.
神召我们，叫我们不要来做那个专门去报复别人的人，而叫我们做一个使人和睦的人。
And then number five, let good overcome evil. Jesus talked about reversing the impact of evil. How do we reverse that?
这下一点讲的用良善胜过邪恶。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you've heard it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to the other cheek also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well.
耶稣在马太福音第五章里面说，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过去由他打。有人想要告你，要拿你的里衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
Now, it's one thing to be a peacemaker, but this next step is even more difficult, is to return good for evil.
所以刚刚说，你不以恶报恶已经不容易了，下面讲的更难，就是要以善报恶。
And 1 Peter 3 reminds us here, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. God has called us to be a blessing.
所以彼得前书说，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Okay, that's a more difficult step, but number six is even more difficult.
但下面要讲的第六点是更难了。
It tells us here to love your enemy.
要爱你的仇敌。
And by doing this, we're going to heap coals of fire on his head.
当你爱你的仇敌的时候，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Now, we need to understand this expression, heap coals of fire. What was the custom in that day? What does that mean?
我们讲讲什么叫做把炭火堆在敌人的头上的意思。
It doesn't mean that, I'm going to get him, I'm going to put my coals of fire on top of his head.
这并不是说我找一堆炭火堆在他头上。
Reminded the story of David and Saul.
我们想想大卫和扫罗的故事。
And Saul tried to kill David several times and chased after David. And David had a chance he could get even. He could have killed Saul.But David refused to harm Saul, his enemy.
扫罗有好几次都在追杀大卫，大卫也有几次的机会可以还手把扫罗杀掉的，但他没有把他杀掉。
So we need to understand this coals of fire on your head, custom in that day.
所以我们要看看这个图来想到当时的时代，什么叫做把炭火堆在仇敌的头上。
See, in Egypt, the custom was this. When a person wanted to demonstrate public contrition, that they were sorry for what they had done, they would carry on their head a pan of burning coals, to represent the burning pain of their shame and their guilt.
这在埃及，他们当时的风俗是，如果一个人要悔改的话，他就在头上顶一篮子的炭火，表示说这个炭火的烧就好像他心中的那个悔改的烧一样。
So here's the point. Don't miss this point. The point is this. When we love our enemy and genuinely seek to meet their needs, we shame them for their hatred.
这里说的意思就是说，当你爱你的仇敌的时候，你就好像让这个仇敌感到为他自己的心中的仇恨感到羞愧。
So the idea here is that they would carry these coals as shame for what they had done. They were confessing what they had done. It was wrong. And the coals they were carrying around was to express their shame.
这个图画中这些顶着的这个炭火的头上是表明他的这个羞耻，他为了心中那个仇恨而感到羞耻。
So when somebody is treated wrongly, and we instead of giving evil back to them, we return good, we're putting them to shame.
所以有人以恶待你，你但是你以良善待他，让他因为你以良善待他，心中感到羞耻，他就好像顶着头炭火在头上一样。
Anybody can return evil for evil. It takes God's grace to return good for evil.
谁都会以恶报恶，但是只有神能够帮助你，能够以善报恶。
And so our applications are many applications here, but first of all, we should put on this breastplate of righteousness to protect and cover our heart.
所以我们今天总结一下很多应用。第一点，我们就要用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Reminded also in Romans 13 where Paul says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像罗马书说你要披戴主耶稣。
We have no righteousness, remember? Our righteousness is like dirty rags. We put on Christ, and with His help, protects our heart, His righteousness.
我们自己是没有公义的，我们自以为的公义在神面中都是脏的破的衣服，我们只有披戴耶稣，我们才有他的公义做我们的公义。
And then Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
然后这里也说到要爱你们的敌人，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So here are three applications. Number one, put on Christ, His righteousness. Don't want to give evil for evil, but His righteousness.
所以第一点我们大家应用的就是要注意，要记得披戴主耶稣。
Love them with the love that God loved us when we were His enemies. He died for us.
所以你要爱你的仇敌，就好像当我们是神的仇敌的时候，神还是爱了我们。
And pray for them.
第三，为你的仇敌祷告。
Put on Christ, love them, pray for them.
所以披戴基督，爱你的仇敌，为你的仇敌祷告。
So you go to school tomorrow or this week, you go to work this week, and somebody shows you evil, you need to, how do I overcome that evil with good? Put on Christ. Love them and pray for them.
所以你下个礼拜不论你是上班上学，你很可能会碰到有人对你做些不好的事，那你怎么办呢？你就照这个应用，第一披戴耶稣，第二爱他们，第三为他们祷告。
And then our key application is this. Keep on doing good.
那还有一点就是要恒心为善。
Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
在加拉太书里面说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
You know, at the beginning, it's hard to do this, returning good for evil, and if we don't become weary, we don't become tired.But we use the strength that God gives us, then we will see the fruit of that. We will see the result of that.
当你想到开始用善以善报恶的时候，你就发现很不容易。但是不要灰心丧志，要靠着神加给我们力量。你若持续到底，就要有收成。
There is only one power in the world strong enough to overcome evil, and that power is the goodness of God, the righteousness.Is what the goodness of God looks like when we live it.
这个世界上只有一种力量可以克服邪恶，那就是这个能力就是神的良善。神的良善活出来的样子就是义。
So we see this. This is the application, and then we need to see this. This is justification. I want justification. I want.To become even. I want a justification, but here is justification that God is speaking of.
这也是一个称义的过程。
We see then how that, our guilt, our sin is credited to Jesus on the cross. It's put on Christ on the cross.
所以在这个称义的过程中，神把我们的罪归到耶稣的身上。
And then we see how then Christ's righteousness is credited to us as a believer.
神把耶稣的义归到我们头上。
Now, Jesus never failed to overcome evil with good in his life. And he gives us the ability to do the same as we walk by faith.
耶稣在他的生命中以善胜恶，永不失败，并且他赐给我们能力，因信而行，一同得胜。
Philippians 3:9, look at this verse carefully. And be found in him, in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith.
在腓立比书说到，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Now, I want you to listen carefully to this true story.
下面给大家讲一个真实的故事。
There was a man by the name of Chris Carrier.
有一个人，他叫做 Chris Carrier, 就是这个人。
He was 10 years of age, he lived in Florida.
他十岁的时候，他当时住在佛罗里达。
And a man kidnapped him.
有一个人把他绑架了。
He was angry with the boy's family.
这个人不喜欢这个男孩的家人。
So he kidnapped this 10-year-old boy and he would burn him with cigarettes.
所以他把这个十岁男孩绑架了，然后拿烟头去烫他。
He stabbed him numerous times with an ice pick.
他拿那个戳冰的那个刀刺了他很多次。
He even shot him once in the head.
他一拿枪开枪打他的头。
And he left him dead in the Everglades.
他把他丢在沼泽地让他去死。
Remarkably, unbelievably, this boy survived. Though he lost the sight to one of his eyes.
令人难以置信的是，这个男孩居然没有死，而且他后来，但是有一只眼睛失明了。
No one was ever arrested.
所以这个绑架的人到后来也没有抓到。
Recently, though, a man confessed to the crime.
最近有一个人，他承认他犯的这个，就是他犯的这个罪。
Chris Carrier is now the youth pastor.At a church in Florida.
这个受害的十岁的男孩，他现在已经是在一个佛罗里达一个教会里面做青年人的牧师。
And so he found this man, David McAllister.
那这个承认犯罪的人呢，叫 David McAllister.
He was 77 years old when he found him.
那当他承认他的罪的时候呢，他是77岁了。
He was very frail and even blind.
他已经很老很脆弱，而且他已经眼睛也瞎了。
Living in a North Miami Beach nursing home.
他住在迈阿密以北的一个nursing home, 一个老人院里面。
So what happened? Chris began visiting David often.
所以这个受害人 Chris 就去拜访这个当初绑架他的人 David.
And we went to visit him, he began to read to him from the Bible.
他去探访他，就为他读圣经。
He began to pray with him.
他和他一起祷告，为他祷告。
And finally, by Chris doing this, it opened the heart of this man, David McAllister, that he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
在这个 Chris 的影响下，这个 David 后来也打开心门，接受耶稣做他的救主。
For 22 years, there was no arrest made. For 22 years, it seemed that evil had triumphed.
从案发到现在已经22年了，好像也没有人这个罪魁祸首没被抓起来，好像这个邪恶胜过了良善。
Chris said these, while many people can't understand how I could forgive David McAllister.
这个 Chris 他后来就说很多人可能说没办法理解为什么我会赦免这个 David.
But David said this, I couldn't not forgive him.
但 Chris 说我没有办法不原谅他。
If I chose to hate him,
如果我选择恨他的话呢
?All these years and spend my life looking for revenge.
我过往的22年都在找报复的机会。
If I had done that, I wouldn't be the man I am today.
如果我过往22年都是被仇恨或者说生活在仇恨的状态中，我不会成为我现在的人。
The man my wife and children love.
我现在的人是一个让我自己的孩子，让我的太太所爱的一个人。 不是一个被仇恨所。
God has helped me to be.
我现在人是一个神所喜欢的我的人的样子。
This is a powerful example how one man, Chris, overcame evil, David.
这是一个十分有力的、强有力的见证，让我们看见这个 Chris 如何胜过仇恨来赦免这个 David。
First of all, Chris received the righteousness of Christ and he allowed Christ to remove that notion of revenge from his heart.
所以我们看见这个 Chris 他是如何来胜过仇恨的。他第一点，他披戴了基督。
And then he overpowered the evil in David's life by the outpouring of God's love.
第二，他爱这个 David。
This is a true story.
这是个真实的故事。
How do we overcome evil?
我们如何能够胜过邪恶呢？
We overcome evil by good.
你胜过邪恶就是用良善来胜过邪恶。
By God's righteousness.
靠着神的公义。
With prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Father, we are surrounded by evil. All around us is evil. But there's also evil in our hearts that we have to deal with.
主啊，我们周遭的尽是邪恶，我们心中也有邪恶。
And only by coming to you, and coming to the cross, and confessing our sin and our guilt, can we receive your righteousness and your forgiveness.
我们只有到你面前，到十字架面前，承认我们的罪，我们才能够得到赦免，得到主的赦免和公义。
And the evil around us, we can only overcome that evil by the goodness of God and the righteousness of God.
我们也只能靠着主的公义能够胜过我们周围的邪恶。
Lord, help us to learn this lesson.
主，愿你帮助我们学会这个功课。
Not to seek revenge, not to seek to get even.
不要想着报仇，不要想着替天行道。
Because that you are the judge.
因为你是那个审判官。
Revenge is in your hands.
伸冤在神。
We're to love our enemies.
我们要做的就是爱我们的仇敌。
Help us to overcome evil with good.
帮助我们以良善胜过邪恶。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以奉耶稣的名祷告。